Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org. It's that time of year again for the annual Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. 3 full days of parts for classic antiques, street rods, muscle cars, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for. It's the largest auto swap meet in Oklahoma, and it's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, next to the Grady County Fairgrounds in Chickasha, and it's free to the public. You're invited to bring your car or your parts. Reserve your space at the Chickasha Auto Swap Meet now. For more information, go to ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. That's ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. See you at the swap meet. Well, cash cattle trade did start to develop a little bit yesterday, allowing for light to moderate trade through the south. Some limited trade to the north. We saw $123 trade in our part of the country. Prices have fallen about $2 to $3 from last week's level. The deviation from Friday trade that lasts several weeks is starting to create a more regular focus on cash trade out of the gate during the first half of the week. Although some additional trades expected, especially in the north, tone of the market's likely set for the week now. Futures trades expected to remain mixed to mostly higher, with traders focusing on follow-through buyer interest following the stability yesterday. Over to the hogs, sharp early week losses in the hog futures has brought uncertainty to the entire hog complex. This is sparking additional underlying pressure in the June futures as traders try to establish renewed interest that can last more than a couple of trading sessions. The overall bullish focus of demand support moving to China to replace pork lost due to the African swine fever may help to spark some additional interest, but traders are looking for evidence of this in the upcoming export sales report, which comes out tomorrow. Moving to the grains, trade was two-sided in wheat overnight, with prices slipping negative in late morning trade. Soft red wheat has shown more resilience as fears persist about rising abandonment, disease pressure from heavy rain, and what could be a multi-year low in ending stocks. The concern comes as deliverable stocks continue to dive each and every week. Corn prices are higher today, attempting to continue the Tuesday bounce and distance itself from the washout lows Sunday night. Fortunately, from a technical perspective, July corn didn't make new contract lows and has nearly recouped the entire Trump tweet loss. Soybean prices are higher this morning, trading into inside yesterday's range, but moving higher in an effort to fill the Sunday night gap. Sentiment indicators as well as momentum studies are turning more bullish on a near-term recovery in soybean prices, with a natural target at the 38.2% retracement of the 920 to 816 sell-off near 856. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
June live cattle unchanged at 112.27, August up 67, 109.07, May feeder cattle up 127, 137.30, August up 125, 145.60, the June hogs were down 50 cents yesterday, 89.25. Kansas City wheat, July was up a penny, 404, September up 1 cent, 415, Chicago wheat, July up 2 1/4, 439.5, September was up 2.5 yesterday, 448, July corn was up 2 1/4, 366.5, September up 2 1/4 at 374, July soybeans up a half cent, 8.30 3/4. August up a half at 8.37. And July cotton was down 37 cents, 73.18. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.